And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming to Mansfield on Saturday, March 29th, is Broadway Comes South, a special gala featuring Shreveport Opera Express in a tribute to Mansfield native and Broadway legend Josh Logan. This is a gala that will take place at and will benefit the Calista Calhoun Center of the Mansfield Female College in Mansfield, Louisiana. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios are the event chair, Carolyn Huckabee, and also one of the performers, Rocky Maddox. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So, Carolyn, now let's get started with a bit of the history. Tell me about the Mansfield Female College.
Well, Bill, we're told that it's the oldest college for women west of the Mississippi River, and it was begun by a Methodist minister who looked for a place for women's education, rode his horse with another Methodist minister around northwest Louisiana, and settled on Mansfield because it was higher elevation, and it was during the time of a huge malaria epidemic all over, and they were trying to get away from the river, so Mansfield fit the bill, and they began raising funds and built buildings there for the college.
And this college, this was actually built in the 1850s, so it's pre-Civil War. Yes. But during the Civil War, as I understand it, it actually served as a field hospital.
Well, it was actually a major hospital. Okay. There's another building out near the battle site, the battle park, that was the field hospital. But then the soldiers were moved to the college buildings, which closed during that short period. The presidents went to fight for the Confederacy,
right.
And the buildings were used as a hospital.
Now, the center is no longer a college. When did it actually close down as a college? And as I understand it, Centenary College played a role in this transition as well?
Yes, it did. It closed in 1930 during the Depression because there simply weren't funds to continue operation, and many of the girls came and merged in with Centenary.
So they continue to get their education,
yes,
at least. That's,
yes,
a good thing.
But that was that came about as there was a more acceptance for women's education.
And now these buildings now have been renovated because they did fall into pretty bad disrepair over the years, being abandoned buildings or not being used for anything. Is that correct?
That's correct. In fact, one building burned to the ground, and it's right in the center of town, and we can only surmise that the town fathers of the time were afraid that they would cause a major fire throughout the town, and we assume that to be the case, and so they put it on the market for sale.
And this ended up in your family through your father, as I understand it.
It did, and he used one of the buildings as our family home. And after his death in the 1990s, our family decided, all of us, to donate it to the state as a museum.
And now the buildings have been renovated, and one of the buildings is named after your mother. That's the Calista Andrews Calhoun Center, correct?
Correct, yes.
And now this event that's coming up is actually a support for both this building and an awareness campaign. Is that correct? And can you tell me a little bit about the program that you've got planned?
Yes, we're excited about our fundraiser and all the fun things that will happen there, which I'd be glad to tell you some about. But if you'd like to know kind of how it all came about, the state worked with us locally, and individuals, our family and other individuals, and we also enlisted the help of the parish police jury, which is similar to the commission here in Caddo Parish, and they matched our funds. So jointly, private money and state money and parish money all went together to renovate the first building, and then just about a year and a half ago to do the Calista Calhoun Center.
Now, let's get to the gala. What do you got, yes, in store for us? I know Shreveport Opera Express is going to be there. Rocky's going to be performing. You've got some auction stuff. Can you go through and kind of, you know, yep, tickle our fancy, so to speak?
Well, I think anybody would have fun at what we have planned. We're having our reception and cocktail party in the museum, and we'll have hosts in each of the rooms to describe what we have. Many, many artifacts from the girls, from the college. We have one room that's furnished as a hospital room, as it would have been during the Civil War, with some very authentic relics that are displayed there. We'll have men from the Battle Park Museum who will come in their uniforms to explain the history of that room. We have another room that's the Damon Veitch Library, and he has one of the biggest genealogy collections of books in the state, and he's donated those. So it's all cataloged for use by whoever would like to come and look. And the other rooms are furniture and relics of the college day, what would have been there. So that's all pretty exciting. But then when we renovated the Clista Calhoun Center, it's a community center for the entire parish and the area. There's no center in DeSoto Parish or Red River Parish or Sabine Parishes similar to this, and certainly not with the historical background of this building. And it's beautifully restored, and the downstairs is the original dining hall. Upstairs is the original auditorium, which has the stage and the dressing rooms, and that's where the dinner will take place. And you ask about the auction. John Odom from Shreveport will be our auctioneer, and John will auction off several items.
Now, Shreveport Opera Express is going to be there, and they're doing a show featuring and a tribute to Josh Logan. So let everybody understand what this really encompasses, because this is a big Broadway spectacular.
It truly is. Josh Logan grew up right next door to where our center is now in Mansfield, and performed his first little plays right there on the grounds of what was the Mansfield Female College, and then attended the lab school in the college for women. And when he grew up, he attended Princeton University. And it's really exciting to be able to give tribute to the man who wrote South Pacific, Annie Get Your Gun, many, many of the hits that we still sing the songs today. Yes. Rocky Maddox sings them beautifully and wonderfully.
And there's our transition, because Rocky is here with us, and you are actually going to be performing as part of this show. Can you give us kind of a rundown of what you're going to be playing?
Of course. I'm going to be looking to the music of Josh Logan as well, and of course in his role as director for these things. We were just talking earlier, it's amazing to think that here's this gentleman from Shreveport that won a Pulitzer Prize for his work on South Pacific. Many people think of Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers, but there was also the work of Josh Logan that actually, he shares that credit with those men. So we'll pull songs from South Pacific, some things from Annie Get Your Gun. You know, his work on Broadway was also then furthered when he went into the directing of movie musicals. And so you're talking about songs from Camelot, some of my particular favorites, If Ever I Would Leave You, and then How to Handle a Woman. That's my wife's favorite. And so there's...
does it work?
It doesn't. Well, it does work, because it says to love her. So it all works out
there
fine.
There you go.
But... you know, I think I will just quickly say about him as a Shreveport fella. I told Caroline I couldn't help but think about him the other night watching the Oscars when Jared Leto won the Oscar and then gave a shout out to Bossier City. Here is another hometown boy in Josh Logan that in an amazing way has impacted our culture. When you think about the role, not only in musicals on Broadway and movie musicals, but then in some straight plays. He was the straight plays that were converted to movies. He was the director of Picnic. He was the director of Bus Stop. Just some interesting things that Shreveport has shaped culture through a hometown boy.
Now, I didn't know Mansfield. He did Bus Stop, because that was just done by the River City Rep Theater. So,
right.
And that was a fact that I didn't know. I didn't know he had directed
Absolutely.
That.
Oh. Absolutely.
An interesting little side note, Bill, is that he has cousins here who plan to be at our event.
Whoa, wonderful.
Dr. Tom Colquitt and his wife Ginger have visited with him many times before his death, along with his wife Netta. And at one point, Josh and Netta brought their friend Betty Davis, the big star of that day, to Shreveport for dinner. And they frequently visited in New York when he was the toast of New York. Right. So they will be there to talk about their cousin and friend.
A little reminiscence there. Now, you've got both a silent auction and a live auction. Do you want to tickle people's curiosity with any mention of some of the items that you've got coming up?
Yes. Some really exciting things. A very fine seated dinner for 12, up to 12, at a beautiful new home in DeSoto Parish. On an estate with a chef flown in from Las Vegas. Wow. And he's done this all over the world. And they will have paired wines. And that's one exciting thing. It'll be beautifully served and presented in fabulous meal.
So this is a dinner party for 12,
yes.
A really sumptuous dinner party.
A very sumptuous dinner party, and in an elegant setting. Another sort of different thing is a night and dinner and breakfast over in Jefferson, Texas, okay. at a newly restored cottage on an old antebellum setting type place. And they'll have dinner at the finest that Jefferson has to offer and breakfast at the Excelsior House. We think that's a fun thing that's
absolutely
coming up for probably as many as four couples. A beautiful beach house that is large and much sought after, and then a number of smaller items that will be auctioned off. And then you mentioned the silent auction right. that will also be available, and some really exciting things. There's some cut glass and some Balik china and things that have been donated to the museum that are really treasures that people can bid on.
Can you tell us, you've had a lot of help from a lot of the different organizations in town. Can you kind of tip your hat to some of those groups that have helped you out?
Yes, Bill. I think one of the early ones was the Community Foundation of Northwest Louisiana. Paula mm-hmm. Hickman is director of that, and they helped us get off the ground, and they have been a sponsor for our upcoming event on March 29th, and we really appreciate very much all their help. And then the Parish Commission and the police jury right. in DeSoto Parish, the mayor of Mansfield, Curtis McCoy, and the president of the police jury right. is Reggie Rowe. Those people have been most helpful and continue to help us get going. Billy B's restaurant in DeSoto Parish, the Cafe 171, has been most helpful. Aiken's Nursery has done the whole landscape planning for us, and the state is buying the plants. All of that is so exciting and so helpful.
All right. Do you have any final thoughts, either of you?
The thing that I would mention is we were talking earlier about Josh Logan, and as far as people who would be interested in an event like this, sometimes for whatever reason, we tend to think that these events are for perhaps older people who would remember these musicals and things. But, you know, I've got to say, I'm certainly not considered a young man anymore, but for folks younger than myself, we're in an amazing time when Broadway is impacting mm-hmm. popular culture again more than ever before through these musicals like Wicked and the Glee on television, all that. Yeah, yeah. And I think for some younger persons who might want to come down and see what Mansfield has to offer through this wonderful center, they would be delighted to find out about the life of Josh Logan, who is as much a part as of the fabric of the music that we listen to as anyone else. I think it would be a highlight of a trip for anyone who'd be willing to come and be a part.
Bill, you might like to know that tickets are $50 for the cocktail party, dinner, the auction, and the show. And if anybody is interested, they can phone the Clista Calhoun Center at 872-0016.
And Rocky, as I understand it, you've got a little treat to close out our little interview here. Here is Rocky Maddox with Some Enchanted Evening right here on Red River Radio.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you'll know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, As strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams.
That was Carolyn Huckabee, the event chair for Broadway Comes South, a special gala featuring the Shreveport Opera Express in a tribute to Mansfield native and Broadway legend Josh Logan. Rocky Maddox, who will also be performing at this gala, joined us as well this morning. This gala is a benefit to raise awareness and funds for the Calista Calhoun Center of the Mansfield Female College in Mansfield, Louisiana. The gala will take place on Saturday, March 29th at 6 p.m. at the Calista Calhoun Center in Mansfield, Louisiana. If you'd like more information about this event, you can contact the Calista Calhoun Center at 872-0016. That's 872-0016. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never.